So in the weekend, as part of the weekend analysis, I looked at the fact that after a tip-off from Councillor George Wood that the Manukau and Otahuhu transport interchanges, which are pivotable to the new South Auckland bus network, which starts mid-2015, have been delayed from their construction and operation date of 2015 to 2021. This led to a reign of confusion amongst fellow commentators over at the Transport Blog, myself, and even Councillor Wood, and it resulted in a series of emails being sent off to Auckland Transport and later the Mayoral Office. George Wood came back and said he spoke to an AT official who has apparently confirmed that both interchanges, for some reason, and the reason not known as of yet, has been delayed until 2021, so a 6 and a bit years. As a result, I had fired a series of questions on Friday afternoon, which will be picked up this morning, no doubt, by the Mayoral Office and his team about why have these two interchanges been delayed. And so eight very brutal questions were fired across both interchanges, as well as the subsequent Manukau land sale in there as well. The crux around that question is why wasn't the $18 million of potential sales being ring-fenced for the Manukau interchange, which comes in at $16.9 million. Therefore, it would be at zero cost to the ratepayer, and we wouldn't need to use debt instruments, which results in interest and a rate rise somewhere. And so while we wait for those answers to come through, I mentioned briefly that our campaign for Better Transport, who sponsor Transport Blog, has picked up, and as I have linked in the tweets here, that the airport rail from Onehunga to the airport via Mangere seems to be pretty much abandoned. It was abandoned last year in September 2013 for reasons that are basically saying this is in the too hard basket for Auckland Transport, which sounds pretty typical of Auckland Transport. If you heard my Sunday roast, Sunday barbecue piece yesterday, which I'll link here for your reference. But it also shows that it seems that we've got aspects in our city beginning to play political football with some of our transport projects, which is of detriment to the city. But while I was trying to get some answers out of Auckland Transport in the Mayoral Office, and while those questions away, it was brought to my attention that an allegation has been lodged against the Mayoral Office that basically the South Auckland bus network would be in total disarray without the Manukau and Otahuhu transport interchanges. That is particularly true, especially for Otahuhu, as I mentioned in the weekend analysis. Manukau, not so much as they can continue to use the Westfield stops outside the main entrance outside the food court into the new interchange, and hopefully a better MK2 interchanges is designed and brought on stream. But for Otahuhu, with buses feeding into that interchange, so people can easily and seamlessly transfer between the buses and the trains to go to their destinations, it does throw the entire thing into somewhat disarray, and Auckland Transport hasn't really given the reason. And I suppose what's lending weight into the interchange not going ahead is that while the station redevelopment is happening, there's been, according to Councillor Wood, no tender document has gone out for the interchange, which was meant to start at Christmas time, the same time the station was meant to be upgraded. And with it coming up to basically, let's see, have a look, 6 weeks before Christmas, that tender document is cutting it short for anyone to put forward a legitimate tender. So the question is, what's going on? So it was further raised after that the South Auckland bus network from 2015 would be thrown into disarray with the new interchanges delayed by 6 years. An allegation was lodged, and because aspects of our local, and for that matter, central government are known to play political football with projects, it's one that would warrant my attention and further questions, so in this case, the Mayoral Office, where the allegation has been made against. Basically, the allegation stands is that the mayor is using delaying the interchanges deliberately for 6 years to quote a funding shortage, and that if we want the interchanges built on the original 2015 timeline, we would have to wholeheartedly support the mayor for the toll system, $2 toll system per the alternative funding package on the motorway. So that being, if we want the interchanges next year on time as they were originally meant to be delivered out of original funding from debt instruments and general funding, if we want them still to be on that 2015 timeframe, we meant to get behind the mayor and basically swallow the dead rat of that is the tolls. Now this allegation is actually quite critically serious. It is now up to the mayor to go to Auckland and absolutely, categorically, and undeniably refute that allegation. Now, there is only one way he can refute that allegation, and that is to instruct Auckland Transport and possibly KiwiRail to have the interchanges built on the original timeline. Because if the interchanges are delayed into 2021 and it is confirmed, that allegation leads to weight and leads to truth. So it is now up to the mayor to absolutely, categorically, undeniably refute that claim that he is using the interchanges as political, delaying the interchanges as a political weapon to try and coax the voters into supporting an unpalatable motorway toll system to plug the $12 billion funding gap. And by categorically refuting that, he has to make sure that those interchanges are built next year and brought online in the original timeframe. That is no delays. And while he's at it with the refuting the Manukau one, he can also at the same time instruct Auckland Transport to also have the Manukau Rail SouthLink built at the same time the interchanges built, as a we'll say it's a an extra condition in that, in those refuting that allegation of political football, as a goodwill token to gain our trust and confidence back, especially for South Auckland. So the question is, and needs to be absolutely refuted by the mayor and nobody but the mayor, is the mayor using the interchanges and delaying them out to 2021 to try and coax the voters to support his motorway tolling in order to bring the interchanges from the delayed 2021 timeframe back to the original 2015 timeframe? We await the answer from the mayor, and he better give one quickly, one way or the other, because the city would not be, I can guarantee the city is not going to be thrilled, and the mainstream media will probably soon be knocking on his door. We shall soon see, along with those answers to those questions, which I do expect answers by the end of business day, Tuesday, please, your worship. Thank you very much.